Welcome to it. It is the Shaggy Jenkins Show. In this episode, we've got a lot to cover. I've been dealing a lot with the aftermath of the Maui wildfire. And today is where we're going to look a little bit down the road from those and talk about a deal with the devil that we might have to make here on Maui. Now, before we get into everything, I guess I should just introduce myself. This is only like the third or fourth episode in the new series, so... Hi, my name is Shaggy Jenkins. I am a radio broadcaster originally from North Carolina, all-around curious DJ, dude on the spectrum, and let's just go ahead and say it, a resident of Maui, that on August 8th, for those keeping score, there was a massive wildfire. Now, that resulted in a couple hundred people, 115 people now known as dead. And, we're still missing around 338. So those are good numbers compared to what they started as. We thought there was hundreds of people dead and we thought there was thousands missing. But, it's still counting the dead. But when the numbers are lower, it just feels better, okay? But here's the thing. Maui, for the longest time, before the fires, was a paradise vacation spot that certain types of people love to come to a lot. And by those people, I don't mean, like the regular snowbirds and visitors that you expect when you live in a warmer climate. The guys that have homes further up north, but ooh, as soon as that annoying snow comes in, boom, they're living right back into the southern houses, or, well, tropical in our case, places that they keep, for that type of changing the weather scenario. Look, there's another type of person, and that person, when they travel to Maui or Hawaii, or let's just face it, anywhere, they are annoying. Okay, just as much as you try to say that they're not, influencers are a special kind of annoying to people that live in tourist destinations. Especially like Maui, where we are very likely to see somebody talking to their phone, walking across a parking lot into traffic without noticing they're doing that. And we see that all the time. I cannot tell you time and time again how many times an influencer has ran afoul of some local on their visit here just because of entitled or rude behavior or the whole mentality of, do you know who I am? Which, no. Look, I have been in radio broadcasting for 27 years. When I go to the grocery store, nobody knows who I am on Maui either. You have to understand that we walk around all the time with people like Alice Cooper, Adam Sandler, Weird Al Yankovic, just on the streets. And they're not anything other than our neighbors and the crazy people with the weird stories from the mainland. But that's kind of the thing that always rubs people wrong about influencers, because they always want to be a little too important to themselves and others than their status actually makes them. If you had to pick, as far as all of the entertainment entities out there, which one is the most close to evil, it would be an influencer. You've had influencers like the Paul brothers. Let's not forget the infamous Suicide Forest stunt that the younger one pulled off. And, time and time again, I could give you name after name after name. Influencers have just done stupid things in terrible ways that has created lots of problems. And that's what brings me to the point that we might want to, at least on Maui, rethink our relationship with influencers. Now, the reason why I say that is because in the wake of a natural disaster, believe it or not, influencers can have a positive effect. Okay, now I know that during times when you're suffering from over-tourism and people just Like, especially with influencers here on Maui, the one thing that we absolutely hate, and if you ever travel here, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, don't do it, is when they geotag their pictures at sacred places. When I say sacred, I mean sacred to the indigenous Hawaiian people that, you know, rightfully own these islands. And that's always just, let's just be clear, that has always been the absolute epitome of what we think of influencers here. People that go places they're not welcome and invite others to come along. But in the wake of a natural disaster, that might have some benefits. Now, of course, there's some bad stuff to it too, but let's talk about influencers and what benefits they can actually have. Because right now, Maui is suffering from a tourist deficit. And part of the reason why, and I've covered on multiple episodes in the past, part of the reason why is these white beardos making up conspiracy theories on TikTok and Instagram, and those misinformation campaigns have cost us a lot of tourism. You know, one of the things that people don't consider is that these misinformation people, these beardos, as I call them, the screaming white guys with all capital letters in every one of their videos, these beardos are also influencers. Now, they're influencing you in the ways of misinformation and hype and hyperbole and conspiracy theory and all kinds of tin hat tomfoolery, but they are, at the end of the day, influencers. Now, that's the negative type of influencer. And those are the ones that, when it comes to natural disasters, cost, especially in places like Maui, cost much needed dollars not coming into that local economy that could benefit people that desperately need it. Now, I have a love-hate relationship with the tourism industry, and that's around the world, okay? That's not just here in Maui. I didn't just show up in Hawaii and be like, all of a sudden, I hate tourists. I was doing that when I lived in Myrtle Beach. I was doing that when I lived in Wilmington, Holden Beach, and Carolina Beach. You understand. I've not ever had a good lovey-dovey relationship with a tourist, and especially when these influencers came around, not just the beardos, but the other ones, and we'll talk about them in a sec. When they came around, of course, you can see how I was naturally not receptive into accepting them. However, when it comes to being in the wake of a natural disaster, especially one that is a, let's just say it, tourist dollar economy, or tourist dollar-based economy, we desperately need people to resume their travel. Now, we have other spots on the island. West Maui doesn't represent all of the island, and there's a lot of places on the South Shore, North Shore, and things like that that you could enjoy without ever seeing, and I mean this, without ever seeing the scars of the terrible and devastating wildfires here. And that has brought social media back to the forefront. Because after you had the whole beardo negative social media movement and the conspiracy theories, let's not forget the UFOs, the space lasers, it was all a plot by rich people things. Besides all of that, there's another type of influencer. Now, I had talked about it on a previous show about how disaster-based tourism is actually a thing. And some influencers actually have their entire career based around showing up in places after a disaster or after a massive tragedy. Now, remember how I said that these, I've never really liked influencers, but there's something that we need to consider. Here's the thing that you need to consider. These type of influencers actually have tons of positive results. And one of the biggest ones is getting information in front of people when the traditional media has already moved on. They don't have time for a story about how a town that is suffering from a lot of devastation is recovering a year down the road, a month down the road even. 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road. There's no interest in that for a big news source, so they've moved on. But influencers, especially the ones that I'm talking about, the disaster tourist ones, they show up in these areas and they keep raising awareness that, here's the thing, disappears when the mainstream media turns its eye. Okay, this increased awareness can actually lead to more significant and long-lasting contributions from individuals, even government entities, and private organizations. Now, that raising awareness thing, of course, has the added benefit of influencers that do go to these areas far after the main attention has turned away, can still influence and even launch fundraising campaigns. These campaigns launched under these influential people on their TikToks and Instagrams actually can generate substantial financial support. Now, there's also the whole real-time updates thing that, once I said, the mainstream media has moved on. Real-time updates usually only come from social media. Not the screaming beardos, but people actually on the ground. Let's just be real. Hawaii is one giant family as far as its indigenous population. Okay, and that's how everybody is viewed. We're all Ohana, as the Disney movie says. That's important because a lot of people on a lot of other islands, not just Maui, were affected very personally by the events here. And when these influencers are online talking about these local individuals that they run into in these areas that are still needing attention, donation, and support, they're actually helping connect the other islands to events happening here in a real-time kind of fashion. Okay, This can do everything from allowing these communities to share their experiences to the other islands to even, from the other islands back, offering emotional or even financial support. So those that are in need of assistance can use influencers in a good way. And it happens all the time. Specifically, this is kind of weird, but the whole influencers finding missing people thing, if you ever take time to go down that rabbit hole, wow. But those are the good influencers, all right? There is also, let's just say this one's going to be a borderline. There are some negatives, but this one's going to be a borderline, okay? Let's say an influencer comes in. Oh, and remember earlier when I said that Maui had multiple fires, one in the upcountry area where I live, the other one was the west side fires in Lahaina. There was also some south sides. There was a lot of fires. All right. But let's say an influencer comes in and they specifically only talk about one of those areas. That can actually cause something called resource diversion. And that means that, you know, organizations that were planning on going in and helping everybody everywhere are now specifically, thanks to the influence and the awareness brought about this one particular side, well, all of those resources are going more there. And we did have that in the beginning. After the recovery efforts started here on Maui, a lot of people said Lahaina, 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 forgetting Makawao, Olinda, Kula, and parts of Haiku and Kihei. I mean, there was a lot of fire here. But these influencers that come in, and like I said, this one's the borderline one, can have a negative effect by causing resources to be diverted from the total area of need into a specific niche area of it. And now let's get into the bad ones. And this is something to consider. If you are thinking about traveling to Maui and you are an influencer, this next section is specifically for you, okay? Because we have to talk about the things that you can do that have very negative, very long-lasting negative effects. And the first big one, and I think I think we all know that this one's going to be first on my list, is misinformation. Now, I have spent time and time again through my social media platforms, through the podcast, through my radio shows, I have spent so much time debunking all of the misinformation out there. And these influencers, they never sleep. I'm one guy, and there are literally thousands of influencers that do not know what they're talking about. Okay, now misinformation can be everything from conspiratorial theories, you know, space lasers and things like that. It can be everything from that all the way down to not knowing what street is a certain place, not knowing if a building, a historical building, survived or not. Little tiny bits of misinformation, just factoids that you get wrong, can actually hinder response efforts. They can cause unnecessary panic, which in a island that, and I'm just going to be honest here, the entire island has a little bit of survivor's guilt, little PTSD. Everybody's kind of walking around on eggshells these days. In the wake of all of that, you do not want your bad information to cause panic and anxiety. But that's exactly what misinformation can do. Now, when it comes to behavior, remember how I said this is all this is addressed to social media influencers. When I say behavior, let's talk about the shameless self-promotion. A lot of influencers that do travel to places in the aftermath of a disaster, they do so only to enhance their personal brand. Yeah, they actually prioritize their personal branding over the need of survivors. Which is, I mean, if you want to pick a fast track to being called the devil, the caring about yourself so much so that you will use the suffering of others to grow awareness of what you do, that is evil. And I mean, this detachment from authenticity, this detachment from sincerity, can make others also react that way to people that desperately need them not to be detached and, you know, worried about their own awareness. But some influencers, when they come in, they always like prioritize their personal brand. And if you are planning to come to Maui to grow your brand, don't do it. It's a stupid move. The consequences will hinder your influencer career. Okay? If you're young and you're thinking this is a good way to grow my personal brand, don't do it, because it will ruin your personal brand. Okay? And that's just me trying to tell the younger generation not to repeat some mistakes that I quite possibly made in my radio career. But the last thing that I want to talk about is, let's remember how I said that misinformation is like number one. Well, lack of expertise has to be number two. Now, you're probably thinking, wait a minute, if you don't have enough information, doesn't that mean that you have a lack of expertise? Not necessarily. You see, misinformation can be deliberately made up. Looking at you, space lasers. But it can also, you know, be something that is, how do we say this? Practical in application? You see, some influencers like to think that they have a lot more expertise in fields like, you know, food preparation, survival, rebuilding, carpentry. I mean, you name a skill and you're going to find an influencer that is out there trying to make a career without any expertise in the actual subject they're talking about. And when it comes to disaster areas, especially ones like Lahaina, especially ones like Kula, Makawao, Olinda, the ones that were impacted the most and saw the most devastation, having a lack of expertise online, I mean, something as easy as first aid, or maybe how to get rescued, or where to go for resources, that lack of expertise can actually create problems, all right? Now, even though I know you're going to be well-intentioned. You want to come out here and you want to be like, I want to be the informer and stuff like that. Influencers, pay attention. Uninformed actions lead to unintended consequences. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to put an underline under it. Uninformed actions can lead to unintended consequences. So if you are somebody that is about to travel to Maui and you're going to use your social media influencing capital to help us out, know what the hell you are talking about before you even start. Because the risk of misinformation, you know, resource allocation and all that other stuff I mentioned, the risk of that is super high. Now, it is super high because, and I'm going to use a millennial term here, because Maui is trending right now. But when we're done off of this trend, the misinformation can hinder our recovery for years to come. So social media influencers, if you're coming here for shameless self-promotion, don't do it. It will destroy your brand. That has been seen time and time and time again. So don't do that. If you are coming here, why don't you shamelessly promote the fact that we have great organizations, locals coming together in communities far and wide across the entire archipelago of Hawaii. We have a lot of expertise here on the ground that you can learn from. You don't have to go out there and pretend when we actually have really good, wholesome, qualified people doing that stuff right now. So just, I know Maui, we don't like social media influencers. They are, and I think I said this before, annoying. But it might be time that we need to rethink our relationship with them. Because our recovery could depend on our deal with these social media devils. Hey, if you like the show, make sure you give me a subscription, write a review, share it with a friend, and come back again. See you next time.